In the name of God, the compassionate, the merciful. Peace be upon you, Abul Hasan. Peace be upon your body and soul. Imam Abul Hasan Ali ibn Musa al-Raza, peace be upon him, the eighth legatee of the Prophet and testimony of God to the people, was born on the 11th of Zilqa'dah, that's 769 AD, in the holy city of Medina. When he was 35 years old, after his father's martyrdom, he was successor to the glorious position of the imamate and leadership of the people. Due to his inherent perfection and competence, he propagated and maintained the divine religion of Islam. He seriously developed the faith of God while engaging in leadership and guidance of the people. After almost 2 years of residence in Iran, Ma'mun, the evil Abbasid caliph, killed the holy Imam Abul Hasan al-Raza, peace be upon him, through a sinister and conniving plot. The holy Imam's body is buried in Khorasan province like a pearl resting in its shell, but the sun rays of his leadership and kindness will rise in the horizon of the people's hearts throughout time. His faithful followers come from all over the world to visit his holy shrine, where they pay their respects to him and renew their alliance with his everlasting divine fountain of leadership. This holy light shines even brighter with the blaze of pure love even after the passing of days, nights, and history. Specific ritual ceremonies on certain days of the year draw multitudes of the faithful to perform their pious pilgrimage with even more eagerness and zeal. Tasua and Ashura, the 9th and 10th of Muharram, are two of these special days, and today is Ashura, Ashura of 1415 AH, or the 20th of June 1994. Up to now, Ashura has been repeated 1,354 times in history, each one more comprehensive, more distinguished, more progress, and more exciting than the former one, being filled with more sentiments, more awareness, and more sensation than the last. At that hour, on the afternoon of Ashura, a treacherous hypocrite, a criminal mercenary, committed the most singularly heinous, the most hideous act of its type in history. Such deception and sacrilege to a holy divine being. The violent eruption of a bomb in the holy shrine of God's authority, an Islamic center, a place for pilgrimage, a mosque for prayer. At a moment when the crowded masses of people were worshipping God and graciously conversing with their holy imam in their individual languages, a fearful explosion suddenly changed everything in this holy site. The hypocrites, hard-hearted enemies of the people, the revolution, and this regime, committed an atrocious crime, which proves that they believe in no principles, measures, basis, or criteria of divine-human relations, and they have no limits in their hostility and quarrel against the courageous people of Iran. They have revealed they have no belief in anything sacred, nor do they have respect for other people's beliefs and sanctities. Neither will the most respected time or place prevent their undertaking such brutality and savagery. They are ready to serve imperialist powers to attain their contemptible aims by committing such evil actions. They destroy a place of worship and pilgrimage over the heads of the devoted in prayer. Approximately 300 people were injured, some lost limbs, mostly arms and legs. 26 people were martyred outright in Islam. People of all ages and classes were injured and murdered. Old, young, babies, men, women. In other words, the same Ashura that had occurred in Karbala had been repeated in Mashhad in the area immediately surrounding the holy shrine of Imam Reza, peace be upon him. The odor of smoke and blood filled the area of the holy shrine where heads, arms, and legs of the slaughtered were scattered everywhere, even on top of the Imam's resting place itself. The holy shrine was in such a state that all were sadly shocked. The horrible sound of fierce explosion within the sanctuary made the house of God, the people's home, unsafe, creating disquiet and anxiety in the people. The floor and carpets were bloodied, flesh and blood, as well as bits and pieces of bodies covered doors, walls, tiles, and mirrors. At that hour, on the afternoon of Ashura, a treacherous hypocrite, a criminal mercenary, committed the most singularly heinous, the most hideous act of its type in history. Such deception and sacrilege to a holy divine being, the violent eruption of a bomb in the holy shrine of God's authority, an Islamic center, a place for pilgrimage, a mosque for prayer. At a moment when the crowded masses of people were worshiping God and graciously conversing with their holy Imam in their individual languages, a fearful explosion suddenly changed everything in this holy site.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ.
The holy shrine is an ancient building. The Imam was buried there more than 12 centuries ago. The shrine is one of the enumerated religious structures in the world noted for its magnificently tremendous value. It is like a mirror which reflects the fineness of art and its techniques, along with the style of a 1,000-year-old architecture belonging to a civilized, intelligent, resourceful nation. And it serves as a symbol of religious belief and civilization of Islam in Iran. Within there was nothing except martyred, broken-winged pigeons and the distressed servants of the sacred place in the bloody, tear-wrought shrine of the Imam. The shrine's walls and doors were covered with blood. The limbs of the martyred were scattered in all directions. Pieces of dead bodies lay everywhere. Holy shrine, however, had to be cleansed. The blood and tears had to be wiped away from the shrine so that it could be reopened to the gentle, loving pilgrims. Never in the history of the holy shrine had anyone heard or seen such a rapid and thorough purification of the holy shrine.
فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي. محبوب الرضا از کافر صفای این حرام بیشتر
Its purification and preparation were completed through the strong will and determination of high-ranking officials and servants within one night. And in less than 15 hours, the grand superintendent officially opened the doors the next morning after a special sweeping ceremony of the sarcophagus.
گدای تو یا سامن الحجر من کیستم گدای تو سامن الحجر مولایم از کار ما گره نگشاید کسی مگر پسر فاطمه. از کار ما گره نگشاید.
It was certainly worth seeing the crowd entering the shrine that day, as the general mood was overwhelming. Men, women, old, young, large, small, in their grief were all mourning and indignant about the disrespect to the shrine. They roared slogans as they entered the holy shrine, encircled the sacred sarcophagus, embracing it and paying their respects to the holy imam. They pronounced their animosity and damnation towards both foreign and domestic enemies and mercenaries of Islam, the revolution, the country, and the regime.
Good job.